And welcome back to Entry Level Hipster Garbage. Just the last songs you guys heard was the Hell Goats with their song Rubber Stopper. Then it was Slaughter Beach Dog with Buttercup. Right now you're listening to Microwave with Something Right, and that's the Day Trotter session version of the song. So anyways, thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, I think we have... Is my mic on?
Yeah.
I think we only have a couple weeks left. Like two or three.
Yeah, to be determined whether we're going to do one over... finals.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I'd say there's probably another one like this. Well, because I think I have like two finals on that Tuesday.
Yeah, so that might be a no.
Not happening.
But yeah, we're going to sign off now. Thanks for tuning in, as always. We'll be back next week with some more great tunes. And yeah, have a fantastic week. Love you guys.
After all the things that I've done wrong, maybe I did something right. Such a waste of time. I look at old pictures and remember you were once mine. I can't help but think that after all the things that I've done wrong, maybe I did something right. I did something right. I did something
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's the new release show focusing on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, and alternative, but most of you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Spencer, Shogren, and Wet Jeans. Today's reissue song is from Paul McCartney and Wings off a re-release of their Band on the Run album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new single from the Kick Drums and decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Watch for Horses. Watch for Horses are an indie alt-rock slash pop quintet originally from Norwalk, Connecticut, but now make Los Angeles their base of operations. The boys became a band in 2011 and it took a couple years to work out their sound and direction. They self-released their debut EP in 2013 as they kept honing their craft. Their hard work paid off when in 2016, Watch for Horses got signed by Wiretap Records. Since that signing, the gang has released another EP in 2016, and for 2017, they have released two singles, with the latest being San Junipero, which is loosely based on the episode of the same name from the series Black Mirror. New music from Watch for Horses here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
That was the latest material from Rika's here on Freeform Radio of Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Rika's, R-I-K-A-S, is an unsigned indie alt pop four-piece from Stuttgart, Germany. The foursome describes their music as, quote, jungle pop, and themselves as, quote, beach resort party band for those who weren't invited, unquote. They're just a year old as a band goes, and this is their only track, and it's called Tortellini Tuesday. Everything about these guys feel tongue-in-cheek to me. Of course, I kind of like it. Changing musical direction with something new from a new artist. She goes by the singular name Spencer. She is a singer-songwriter with an edge. She's from Sydney, Australia. I will just read you an excerpt from her SoundCloud page. Quote, Spencer is a Sydney-based singer-songwriter influenced by Bjork, Fiona Apple, and Kate Bush. The multi-instrumentalist invites you into her colorful world of art pop with an eclectic mix of delicate, haunting melodies, intense symphonic swells, and the moments of raw passion, unquote. Spencer has just released her debut single. It's called Or So I Thought. It caught my ear immediately, and I posted it to my SoundCloud and Facebook pages. I described it as fabulously off-kilter. See what you think. New music from Spencer here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Floating up. see bubbles next to me. I let go before time ran out. It seemed vanished. Person I thought would just ignore.
I'm
That was new music from Steve Buscemi's Dreamy Eyes. Yeah, that's the name of the band. Steve Buscemi's Dreamy Eyes, which just obviously just cracks me up. I'm laughing about it even as I read it. That is a hilarious name. Anyway, Steve Buscemi's Dreamy Eyes is a mixed-gendered, atmospheric indie pop four-member band out of Stockholm, Sweden. They've just released a four-song EP called Four Waters out on November 24th, and it was immediately... I was rather taken by the release. I had trouble deciding what song to play for you. I ended up settling on track number four. It's called Swim Deep. And the whole EP, it's a really good effort.
Of course, our kids should eat fresh, healthy foods, but there's no supermarket nearby.
I wish we were closer to good healthcare because of our son's asthma.
And closer to nice homes, decent schools, but...
But we have none of these resources.
Many variables can shape children's lives, like the zip code where they grow up. Learn how you can help improve your community at hud.gov/fairhousing. Fair Housing. Shared opportunity in every community. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Next up is a new one from Wet Jeans. Wet Jeans are a new unsigned fun little new pop trio out of Canton, Georgia. They are Caleb Little, Neil College, and Brian Heckman. Their Facebook description states, quote, "One day Caleb, Neil, and Brian formed a band. They are terrible and really don't seem to care at all," unquote. And then also they wrote, "We love pop music and we play it our way. And we are from North Georgia and we love music. Parties and musical parties. We dare you not to have a good time," unquote. I love the attitude. This three-member piece has just self-released their debut single. It's called The Finish Line. New music from Wet Jeans here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. today, right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with the kick drums right after the latest here from Sjogren. Music from Sjogren here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and thanks for joining me here on a cold but sunny Tuesday morning. On last week's show, I featured Sjogren as my Lineage, and actually I played him on today's new release show as well, obviously. I do this because I really like these kids. They're from the Bay Area, San Francisco. They've released a couple of new singles, and I want to help them. The latest single is Stubborn Forces, which just came out on November 24th. This is the third single they released in 4 weeks. I have a feeling a new album is set for release in 2018, and I bet they will make it to South by Southwest this year. They are just really remarkable. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called Lineage. This is part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always Well, it's fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's subject is the kick drums. The kick drums are essentially just Alex Fitz, F-I-T-T-S. He's a gifted musician, singer, songwriter, originally from Cleveland, Ohio, but now residing in Brooklyn. I first found the kick drums back in 2009 when he was just starting out. And since that time, which Alex is still unsigned, I think maybe he wants it that way. Alex has been releasing a boatload of music, lots of singles, combined with an effort with Duckworth. Did a whole album with Duckworth. He's a hip-hop rap artist. A couple EPs and an album. His latest addition to his discography is a single. This is called Love Is Fine and officially dropped on November 10th. So this is the Kick Drums. They are today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Without lashing eyes.
That was Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was the Kick Drums with Walking Dream, and it was officially released in 2009, October of 2009, on the album There Might Be Blood. I really like this as a lineage because you really get to hear the evolution in sound and style from this artist, from the Kick Drums. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I'll be posting it a little bit later on today. I'll get to it probably in the second hour. Of course, all the other ones are there already as well. And there's also some links to some free downloads and some videos housed there as well. And also want to remind you that I will be doing another show. It's music you might otherwise miss. It's going to be airing on WBRS at WBRS.org Thursdays, 10 a.m. to noon. So you get another chance to check out some more new music there. So keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue, the release of the week. It's from Paul McCartney and Wings. The album that has been reissued is the classic Band on the Run. The record originally came out in 1973 and was the biggest solo release for Paul McCartney post the Beatles breakup. This was a really wonderful release. I was only 13 at the time, but I remember going to the record store, which don't really exist in the same capacity anymore, and picking up that piece of vinyl. The album had hits on it like the title track, Jet, and this one, 1985. So this is Paul McCartney and Wings with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Reform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set with the latest from Part-Time Friends. Part-Time Friends are a bright indie alt-pop duo of Pauline and Florent. They are from Paris, France. That poppy little tune was Streets and Stories, and it was the English version. The twosome likes to record two versions of each song, one in French and one in English, and it is delightful to listen to both versions. The song has been released as a digital single on August 11th, and both versions are available. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Slows, and that is S-L-O-W-E-S. Slows are an unsigned electronica-focused indie pop duo from Copenhagen, Denmark. They are relatively new to the music scene as they just started releasing recorded songs since 2016. 2017 finds them self-releasing their debut EP and two singles, with the latest being Tell Me Why, which just dropped on November 24th. New music from Slows here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. New music from Rain on Monday here on 91.5 WMFO, free from radio from Tusk University, and also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you with music you might otherwise miss. Rain on Monday is a great name for a band. They're an unsigned indie electronica pop twosome from Sweden. That tune is called Hiding Places. It just came out on the 10th. Let me slip in one more from Bass Jan. I found these guys through Lost Map Records. I just signed to them. Really distinctive voice from Serafina Steer. The new single is called Argument. It's not out yet. It's a pre-release single for the band's upcoming record label debut album, Yes I Jan, and that'll be released in 2018. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3.